Welcome to the Stay Healthy Salt Lake podcast, a podcast focused on providing resources, information, and education on how to stay healthy in and around Salt Lake. And now, here's your host, Josh Hall.
All right, welcome to the Stay Healthy Salt Lake podcast. This is Josh, and with me today is Heather Darling, nurse practitioner, certified in functional medicine, and owner of Raw Health and Wellness. Welcome, Heather. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So tell us a little bit more about your journey and kind of how you got to this point. Tell the people kind of what your background is.
So I have been in healthcare most of my life. I started out when I was about 16, kind of working in nursing homes, deciding that healthcare was really for me. And then I became a nurse, did that, worked in cardiology, oncology, intensive care, and just saw so many patients that didn't need to be there if they had made some life changes. So then I decided to go back to school and become a nurse practitioner. And during that, I thought I was going to go back into cardiology and make a difference there. But I was offered an opportunity to develop more of a lifestyle medicine clinic. So I took that and it changed my entire path. I found lifestyle medicine is such a huge part of people's needs in healthcare. And then watched a bunch of Dr. Hyman's lectures and podcasts and got to meet him a few times, and then found functional medicine and went through that certification. And so now I'm really into just healing people's bodies, connecting all the systems and turning it into more of a personalized approach.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, I think that's amazing. I think the part that really stuck out to me about what you said is if people just made some lifestyle changes, they could really make significant improvements in their health. Kind of on that note, what types of lifestyle changes are you talking about, and what can people do, and how do you help them in that process?
So just identifying where, what they do to try and stay healthy is where I start, but it's really getting to the foundation. They need to eat right, sleep, less stress, and move every day. So just looking at, their lifestyle behaviors and what we can do to get them more balanced is really the foundation. It's not rocket science. It's just, getting to the root of where things are coming from. And most of us are just go, go, go all the time. And we forget to eat right. And we don't sleep enough because we work too much. And, it just keeps going. And then that leads to chronic illness, really from inflammation and lack of movement and poor eating habits.
Right. No, I think it's just so spot on everything you say, and like everything I've learned in the healthcare field and the things that I've saw, like there's just so much through nutrition and exercise and all these other things you mentioned that we can do to really change our bodies and change our lives and change our overall health. Where I think in our society, we get too dependent on the unnatural, drugs and all those other things. So I think that's amazing, that the journey that you're on there. And I think we need a lot more of it. So kudos to you. How did you get into functional medicine? You kind of mentioned it a little bit, but tell us a little bit more about what sparked your interest. And
I was doing the lifestyle. So I was kind of going to the American College of Lifestyle Medicine conferences and really understanding how nutrition affects our health more and more. And then after meeting Dr. Hyman and seeing that there was another revenue of really understanding how our body works with these lifestyle behavior changes, I found the Institute of Functional Medicine and went through their program. And it was a 3-year course, and it's probably one of the hardest things I've ever done, but it was great. And it just taught me, to really connect the systems, that we can't just treat one system at a time. Everything is interconnected within the body, and we have to get to the root of what's happening before we can heal.
Yeah, you said it. You mentioned it was really one of the hardest things you've ever done. Was part of that hardness just totally changing the way you viewed everything? Like, what was that process
I think it was already in that, understanding. It was just, I guess, lifestyle medicine is so, okay, you have to eat better, reduce the animals, move more, watch your stress, sleep. Where this took it into the science behind it. So it was more chemistry and physiology and just areas that I hadn't really looked at in so many years or ever. And then the pharmacology of supplements and how important they are and where we can get all of those from our diet. I mean, it was so much information that it was a lot to process, and in 3 years and then take a 4-hour test.
Yeah, of course. I think a lot of people probably really aren't too familiar with functional medicine. So tell us a little bit about, first of all, what functional medicine is and how that differs from what we know as the, you know, common American healthcare system.
So functional medicine is really integrating, I think, the two, Western and Eastern, to a certain point. But Western is so focused on diagnosing a problem and then treating those symptoms and not really understanding what's happening. So you never really get to the root cause, where functional medicine doesn't treat the symptoms, it gets to the problem. So it really digs in and looks at, you know, labs, the chemistries, different parts of the body and where they could be going wrong, and then working on from, you know, healing within so that it heals the body through changes in your behaviors or supplements if needed and medications if needed too. But we still have to get to that foundation and understand where things have gone wrong so that the body actually heals and then we don't need as many medications or hopefully none.
No, I think that's amazing. And I think, you know, where you really talked about just treating the symptoms in our common American healthcare system, I see that a lot. And then really getting to the root cause. I mean, I even see that in the physical therapy or rehab field, you know, like say you have knee pain. I oftentimes see clients in here that have seen somebody else and they just focus on the knee pain, but really, you know, did they have weak hips or, you know, was there a problem in the rotation of the spine or ankle mobility? And so really looking at the root cause and the whole overall big picture, I think is
right.
Huge.
And your patients probably love you more for that because they feel better.
Right, exactly.
You know, medications work for a little bit. They might mask the symptoms, but then you develop other problems and the problem itself gets bigger and bigger and affects more parts of the body. So we just need to find out where it's all coming from and then, you know, heal from within is really the key.
Exactly. No, that's an amazing journey you take people on, because I know after I've seen people that have been through all that and tried other stuff and they just get extremely frustrated. And so it's an amazing journey. You're kind of helping people, you know, not only with the physical, but just work through all the emotional and mental part
and
of it.
A lot of
it
is just listening.
Exactly. Yeah. Taking time to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. What led you to start your business?
It's been a work in progress for a long time now. So I think I just kind of came to the point where I became certified and wanted to just be able to do all the things that I've learned in my own way to heal my patients the most effective way I thought possible. And being in a hospital-based system, there was a lot of barriers to that. And I just decided, why not? I should just try it. And so it's just worked out so well. It's fun. It's a nice opportunity to just give my patients all my time that they need with no, you know, I don't have expectations of seeing X amount of patients per day and meeting the insurance criteria. I just sit down with my patients, spend as much time as they need, and we just take all the time and different appointments necessary to get them to feeling better.
Amazing. Amazing. Tell us, when did you start your business and where are you located?
So I'm really very new. I've opened up in February. I'm in Mill Creek, just on Highland Drive, 4190 South Highland.
Awesome.
So I'm still a new area. Entrepreneur, but
yeah, good for you.
But though. It's That's growing,
great.
And
it's a great journey.
It's great.
Tell us a little bit more about what you enjoy most about owning your business and just coaching people who are pursuing their own health goals.
I love my space. First of all, it's got a great energy. You walk in and you feel instantly kind of at ease and ready to just talk about whatever. And so I block a lot of time for each patient, so I don't have, again, that expectation that I need to be done and move on. So it gives us that opportunity to just sit and really spend a good amount of time, you know, getting to know each other to build the trust between practitioner and patient, and then listening to their health journey from as far back as it goes. You know, I always ask, when was the last time you felt well? And that could be a year ago, or it could be all the way back to when they were a kid. So it just depends. And so you really just kind of get in there and listen and start identifying times when things started to go south or bad or however, and then, you know, make a plan and then just work from there.
And people can get on your website and do a free online health assessment. First, tell us a little bit more about the health assessment, and then tell the people listening kind of what your website is and where they can find that.
Yeah, so the online health assessment is just a tool. It helps you as the patient see if this is even the right kind of path that you want to go down, but it just asks a series of questions based on different body systems and how you're feeling, as you rate them on a scale from, I think, 1 to 4. So it just kind of gets you into the process of looking your body over and seeing where you might have the need, you know, to heal it, or maybe you've had chronic illness for so long and you're just kind of stuck and you're tired of taking all these medications and not feeling well. So it gets you to understand that it's not just your gut that's hurting or your head. You know, maybe that's also affecting your sleep and your mood. And so it takes you through that whole thing. My website is just lots of information about myself and all the different services I offer, different body parts that I focus on. The gut is probably my favorite area to work on because it has such a huge impact on our whole lifestyle and how we feel. But you can find me at www.rawhealthwellness.com. And look at that for more information. You can book right there. You can give me a call. You can email me. I'm pretty accessible either way. So if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Awesome. Awesome. And you spoke a little bit about the whole body and the root cause. And tell us a little bit more about how functional medicine can kind of decrease the need for prescription medications or maybe even surgery. I think a lot of people just don't quite, you know. I think sometimes people think that, oh, only drugs can help me or only surgery can help me, but there's really a lot of other things, and I think people maybe just don't understand that process.
Yeah, and it's confusing. You watch TV and every other ad is an ad for medications to heal this, or, you know, it's very confusing out there. Diets are confusing. Medications are different. So I think when people come and see me, I try not to focus on the actual diagnosis itself. You know, that's always like, well, what do I have? I need to know. But really, it's just understanding where the parts of the body that are injured or hurt, and how can we try and reduce some of those problems by improving their gut or getting them to move more, reducing their stress, you know, looking at their sleep. And I am absolutely not against medications. If there's a need, you know, we do that for sure. But as the body heals and people start kind of taking, you know, ownership of their health and feeling better, then the need for medications and even surgeries, you know, especially with like heart surgeries or orthopedic surgeries, if we can get them into a healthier lifestyle, then they may not need that right away. It might be longer or, you know, further out.
So you spoke a little bit about kind of what you did before and how you led you here. Kind of tell us a little more about that journey. Like what made you kind of want to step out and do your own thing? Like what kind of led you down this path?
Insurance companies make trying to heal patients so difficult. Mm-hmm. So
you can say that 10 times over.
I know. And I wish it was different. And I hope that the more of us, especially in functional medicine, get certified and start changing the way patients and people see us in healthcare, that someday insurances will be different. But for now, we just kind of have to do our own thing and be pioneers in like this new way of treating patients and you know, educating people that it's you spend less money working on your health now preventing chronic illness than you do once you're really sick and you have multiple problems and you're on 10 plus medications and you're going in for lots of different doctor's appointments and surgeries and hospitalizations. So if you put the money in ahead of time and you really put the effort into maintaining a healthy body, then, you know, the need for that in the end won't, you know, be so significant. I worked in intensive care for 10 years and saw so many things that could be prevented just really by changing people's lifestyle. So that's what I would like to see, you know, less of those hospitalizations or, you know, less cancer, less chronic illness, less autoimmune. There's so many things mm-hmm. that can be prevented by taking the time to really listen to the patient, understand what's happening, and then educating them that they can actually do something about it.
No, that's amazing. And I think it's an amazing journey you're on. And I really do give you, kudos for it, because, you know, I know, you know, I have know family and certain people that work in the hospital, and they're like, oh, there's a standard of care. We have to do things this way, even though they may understand it's not the best way, you know? And so
yeah.
I think it's great that there's people like you and pioneers and people in functional medicine that are kind of finding a new path, because I know it's not always the easiest thing.
No, it's hard. And, you know, people want to call you, you know, voodoo medicine or fluffy medicine or whatever it is. But really, it's getting back to the root of medicine. It's just healing. And
exactly.
You go all the way back, it's always been food. Food is thy medicine. You know, mm-hmm. We have to think about where it all started. So it's not that our bodies have completely changed over all these years. I think our environment has changed and expectations have changed, and food has definitely changed. So if we can just go and eat healthy and listen to what our body needs, we'll feel so much better.
Yes, I agree. What is your favorite food?
Oh, I definitely am a foodie. So I love all food, really. I just love lots of color. I cook a lot, and so I like to make my plates as pretty as possible, I suppose. I eat a fair amount of vegetables. I do love, I love Eva's restaurant downtown, because it's small little plates and it's pretty farm to table, and it's a really fun atmosphere to go and
have to check
delicious
it out.
Food. Yeah, it's really good.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a brief commercial break and hear from our sponsor, and we'll be right back to get a little bit deeper into gut health and speak more with Heather.
Stay Healthy Salt Lake is sponsored by Hall Physical Therapy, a physical therapy clinic that equips and empowers you to live your life to the fullest so that you can enjoy the things that you love to do and be the person you are made to be. Hall PT specializes in helping active adults and athletes get back to running, lifting, and playing the sports that you love without the need for painkillers, injections, or surgery. Stay tuned until the end of this episode to receive a special gift from Hall PT, and enjoy listening to the rest of this episode.
All right, we're back with Heather, and Heather, tell us, I know you work a lot with the gut and a lot with gut health, and you're really passionate about it. Tell us more about gut health, and why is it so important? Why should people care?
So gut health it's the largest area in our body, and it impacts so many things. It's where our immune system is really created. It's where hormones are balanced. It impacts our brain in so many different ways, and it's like the one area that gets abused and is never looked at. We're all worried about our heart and worried about brains and bones, and we just don't think of all the stress that we put on our guts. And so I do a lot just, you know, understanding what people are eating, because what we eat impacts the gut microbiome, which is kind of a trendy word out there, but it is really the future of health. And if we can understand that, then I think we can really make a huge impact on mental illness and reducing Alzheimer's and helping people feel good and reducing chronic inflammation, which is really the stem of so many autoimmune disorders and just chronic illness and cancer and everything out there. So it's a passion of mine, just because most people eat on the run and they just don't really pay attention to what they're eating. And so if you can correct that and educate them on what to eat, not do this diet and, you know, don't eat this, but understand what foods heal and don't cause more inflammation in the body, then that is like the foundation for getting better.
What kind of health issues can an unhealthy gut lead to, and how do you work to fix those?
The gut can, if it's unhealthy, it will lead to everything. So, you know, more than 70% of our immune system is created in our gut. It's where most of our hormones are created. And so if we don't have the right bacteria and enzymes and it's off balance, then we're going to find so many issues. You hear the gut-brain connection all the time, and that is so true. When our gut's unhealthy, we're typically anxious or depressed, or we're not sleeping and we're tired. So we need to really create that, you know, healthy environment, and it's really not that difficult. It's just getting back to our roots and eating food that comes from the earth versus from factories, and then finding out what foods are triggers and sensitivities. And over time, those sensitivities really disrupt the way our body is processing and connecting and releasing information. So it's all about the diet and stress.
Yeah, and stress.
And movement.
Movement, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Now, you mentioned the gut-brain connection. I think I, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I even read a study recently where they are finding like a lot of these neurotransmitters they used to think that only existed in the brain are now actually found in the gut as well, right?
They're finding so many. I mean, it's really still a new area, so the research is not all there, but the more we work with it and the more we see these positive outcomes, we know that if we can heal the gut and create this really healthy environment, we're seeing significant changes in mood and mental health and well-being and heart health. I mean, it's really everything. Metabolism, there isn't anything that isn't connected to the gut. It's truly the heart of the body. Like, it's the center, and it takes the biggest beating because we're just busy, and it's a go-go-go culture, and, you know, we forget to eat right and sleep. And movement is important, too, because the blood flow needs to go through the gut so that everything is connecting, and those neurotransmitters are part of that. So if everything's stagnant and inflamed, then it doesn't have a good opportunity to send those signals back to the brain.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, kind of light bulb clicked on there for me because, you know, we talk about exercise and how, you know, really even exercise can be one of the best things for the brain, you know.
Yep.
Neuroplasticity, growing new neurons and all that, but I'd never, you know, and then you mentioned the gut-brain connection, and then you mentioned movement, and yeah, it just makes perfect sense. So
yeah. It's really important, and it's fun to work with. It's an easy, kind of an easy beginning to change, and the outcomes from it are so significant that it really motivates people to start making bigger changes.
Tell us any signs and symptoms people should look for with gut issues, or is it everything?
Yeah, it's everything. So I think the old school way of thinking is just focusing on gut problems, like, you know, typical GI complaints of like IBS-like things, cramping, bloating, gas, all of those types of things. But really, it's looking at the whole picture. So are you fatigued? Are you anxious? Are you irritable? Are you forgetful? That brain fog, you know, that's really a lot of times coming from our gut health, which is this imbalance. And so that's leading to all kinds of other issues. But truly, if there's things that you're feeling that are not easily explained, then diving into the gut is a great place to start.
And I think you've kind of explained this, but why should we care about our gut health?
Because I feel it is the center of our body. It's the most important piece. It has such a huge impact on all organs, all functions, all symptoms, or all systems that we need to focus on that first. It's the first place I start. If you come and see me, you have to do a 3-week anti-inflammatory elimination diet so that we can reset and reboot, and that's how we start.
Give us your top 3 tips on gut health, whether it's, you know, something we should be eating, something we should be avoiding. I mean, what's... Whatever.
Let's see. So one of the biggest things is avoiding sugar, because sugar just changes the whole entire environment, increases inflammation, changes your hormones. It's very toxic. It's the worst thing. So refined sugars, I tell everyone to remove from their diet. And then understanding what foods are good for you. So you can be eating healthy, but what you eat and what I eat can be totally different. So you want to kind of understand what are your food triggers, which is why those elimination diets that you hear about are really effective, because you can really see what foods that you're eating impact your body negatively or positively. So you just keep a journal. And then eating color. I'm all about colors of the rainbow. So the more color you get into your body, the better. It increases the diversity in your gut health. It increases your nutrient value, your vitamins, antioxidants, and it's fun. You want to make food fun. You really don't want to focus on limiting what you eat. It's just adding healthier to your palate is going to make you enjoy it more, because our brains need positive reinforcement. They don't want to be told, don't eat this, don't do that. It doesn't work. So if we just add good, 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 then that will replace the things that we shouldn't be eating.
You know, there's this topic around probiotics, like what are probiotics? Should we be taking them? Tell us about probiotics. I've heard a lot of differing things on that.
So. Yeah, it's tough. The research for long-term use of probiotics isn't perfect, but we do know that creating a better balance. So we want healthier bacteria in the gut versus bad bacteria. So taking some probiotics is really good. It's just going to improve the microbiome, which is made of, you know, healthy bacteria, viruses, yeast, fungus. We need all of that inside of our gut to create balance. We just need a diverse population, and we need healthier bacteria versus bad bacteria. So the probiotics are healthy bacteria, avoiding processed foods, refined sugars. Those types of foods are really going to help to reduce the bad bacteria, and then eating more fruits and vegetables, lots of fiber, healthy protein, that's going to feed all the good bacteria and keep your gut healthy and your body healthy.
Amazing. And you kind of mentioned the word kind of leading into the next question is microbiome. Like,
yes, it's such what a is fun
it?
Thing.
What the heck is it, and why is it important?
You know, it sounds so, I don't know, spacey or something, but it's really just our gut's environment. So I was saying it's our microbiome is just the environment that's made from bacteria, virus, yeast, and fungus. And we need those, and we need them. When people are like, oh, I have to get rid of all the candida in the body, I mean, there's a point. We have to have some, because everything has a purpose. It's when that gets out of balance that it creates problems. And so when people take medications, particularly antibiotics, it disrupts the bacteria inside of our gut, which leads to so many other health concerns. And we need the antibiotics sometimes to get rid of the bad bacteria that's overrun our system, but then we also then need to replace the good bacteria by eating more fruits and vegetables, fermented foods, and taking probiotics so that we get that better balance. And then that will help to maintain a nice equilibrium within the system.
Awesome. Awesome. You mentioned that mysterious word, candida. Like, why do people get an overgrowth of candida? Is it all about this gut health? Too much sugar.
Yeah, too much sugar and refined foods. Mm-hmm. Those foods just don't have any purpose. They kind of go into the gut and then they ferment in a negative way, versus like when fruits and vegetables ferment, it's healthy and it's feeding those good bacteria. When the too much sugar and too much yeast, which is really coming from grains and processed food, when that gets in there and ferments, it's feeding the bad bacteria. It's disrupting that balance. It's causing inflammation. It's changing our gut lining. There's so many negative things from that. And then we get too much. And so you'll see that in your skin and in your gut, mostly in those two areas.
Well, let's kind of close with a few questions, and just want to find out a little bit more about you. Kind of funner questions. Tell me, what's your favorite restaurant? I think you might already answer this one.
I have a few, but I love Eva's. I actually love food trucks. I think Salt Lake has really great variety of food trucks to offer clean, healthy, diverse foods. So it's fun to go to those too. Yeah, I don't eat out a lot. I love to cook at home, so so that's kind of my big thing. But if I do, I look for farm-to-table type restaurants, very local.
Do you have a local bucket list item that you've been wanting to do?
Oh, so I moved here from California, and I've yet to climb Mount Olympus. So hoping to do that this summer.
Yeah, beautiful. You got to start early in the morning.
That's what I hear.
The heat gets deceptively brutal. Like, I started one morning at like 8 a.m. and it was only a 70 degree day, but it was still pretty hot. It's deceptively hot up there. But
and then
so
that top
beautiful.
Part I hear is pretty intense.
The last 100 yards, you kind of got to crawl up. It's not too bad. I think it's one of the ones I've heard top three that they call, rescue helicopter on, because a lot of people get up there and get scared and they have to come take them off, or they don't bring 2 liters of water. Like it's 2 liter of water minimum on that hike. And so it's crazy. I've seen people just hiking up there with like a water bottle, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh my gosh.
It's a fun hike. The view is worth it. It's beautiful. What's your favorite outdoor activity to do in Salt Lake City?
I love hiking, but my other probably favorite thing to do is stand up paddleboard. So I've been doing that up in Park City for about over 10 years, and just like to go wherever there's water and take the boards and hike and paddle.
Awesome. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it's great.
What's your number one tip for staying healthy?
Just thinking of your body and being mindful. Eating real foods is really my key. You always want to eat something that you know what it is. If if it's a package, know what the ingredients are. Just don't eat something that says it's healthy, but you can't identify one thing that's in it. So if you had to start somewhere, I would say start with your food.
Seems so easy, but so easily overlooked.
You know? I know. I mean, it really is so easy, but it doesn't. It's hard out there. They
in
have
today's world with all the choices.
They tell you to eat this way and that way and do this diet and eat low fat, non fat. I mean, it's so confusing.
Oh, yeah,
so
absolutely.
We just
want
to eat real.
No, you're right. There is so much different information out there.
It is so confusing.
Well, Heather, thanks for joining us today. Where can people find more about you and your business? I know you mentioned your website. If you want to mention that again, anywhere else they can find you.
Yeah, I would just website, so raw, www.rawhealthwellness.com.
Okay.
Instagram, I'm on Instagram or Facebook. And then just come visit me. I'm right there in Mill Creek.
Awesome. Great area.
It's a great spot. Yeah. Easy to get to. I'm happy to answer any questions, email, phone number.
Awesome. And thanks. And you're offering a special to the listeners as well, correct?
Yeah, through the month of July, if you come in and sign up for an annual membership, you get 10% off.
Awesome. Great. Well, thanks for coming in today. I hope you guys take advantage of her 10% offer in July. And I know she's got a lot to offer. And wow, so much great information. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for listening to Stay Healthy Salt Lake.
Thank you for listening to the Stay Healthy Salt Lake podcast, brought to you by Hall Physical Therapy. At Hall Physical Therapy, we help active adults and athletes get rid of frustration, regain mobility, and get back to running, lifting, CrossFit, and playing the sports that they love without the need for painkillers, injections, or surgery. Visit our website at www.hallpt.com, where you will find articles, videos, and free reports that you can download to help you get started from the comfort of your own home. There you will find ebooks for topics such as back pain, knee pain, and neck and shoulder pain. These quick-to-read reports will provide you with expert tips, tricks, and exercises to help solve your pain from the comfort of your own home. We also offer free discovery visits and phone consultations to Salt Lake area residents. Just call us at 385-429-2018. Or visit www.hallpt.com to schedule a consultation with us. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Stay Healthy Salt Lake podcast.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.